You know the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between us till we're separate hearts.
But your faith, it gives me strength, strength to believe. We're breaking free, soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach. If we're trying.
Yeah, we're breaking free.
Oh, I think that's it.
Welcome back to the second portion of season 2, episode 2 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris Inn. This evening, my guests are Francesca Szymanski.
Yes.
And Mr. Bobby Phillips.
That's us.
That's them.
Hippity boo-pop.
So starting out the second section, which is a series of mini segments, I've been doing an update on the intern situation here. This week, no real news. Robert is doing a reasonably good job so far, but don't let it go to your head, Robbie. I'm still corresponding via postal mail and AOL with some senior citizen applicants for the second intern position, someone who's going to be doing like the website and social media stuff.
You want a senior citizen for that?
That was Kristen Hirsch's suggestion, and I've come to agree with her. They have a lot of free time.
You could also try an infant to an get infant? Fresh young eyes.
I'm pretty sure that's a violation of at least some labor laws.
I mean, they do it in commercials. Progressive.
Huh.
You could be progressive, like, and use babies. I mean, Robbie's been pretty cool. He got me water, but it was warm.
Oh.
So.
I'll speak with him about that.
It's like a 50-50, like, on effort.
Robbie could be a little hotter.
Yeah.
You could put him in a different outfit or something.
Probably like a short skirt.
Like Hooters hot pink. Does it, right? Like, you can dictate the uniform.
We like our boys in a skirt.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, really short ones.
If Fictional Friends is on the show, you should put Robbie in a skirt.
Denim or hot pink, though. I like denim hot pink.
Okay, denim, but it's going to have to be slutty baby
pink. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
It's a good color.
Slutty baby pink.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to do some research on uniform laws. Hooters does it, so, I mean, it's got to be somewhat allowed.
Can I straighten your hair one day?
He's not allowed to speak, but he is.
Yeah, no,
nodding.
He nodded his head. I can't wait.
That's
I'll get
consent.
Your number later.
He basically, Robbie looks like, now I'm going to show that I actually don't know what I'm talking about, in Wet Hot American Summer. The guy, you know, he's got the curly hair. That's what Rob looks like. That's what Robbie looks like. Who is that? Can we look that up? Wet Hot American Summer.
Guy with curly hair?
Paul Rudd?
Nope.
I guess that's more wavy than curly.
Let's figure that out.
Phones are coming out.
He's the one who's...
Just tap, tap, tapping. You don't do voice searches?
No.
Who's the curly-haired guy in Wet Hot American Summer?
Checking on that.
Checking on that. We got Siri looking it up, too. We're
oh.
racing. Oh, Ken Marino in that movie.
Oh,
Ken
my
Marino.
God. Do you guys know what Ken Marino from, what's it called? I can't remember it now.
Party Down?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
So good. Party
I
Down.
Love
Fuck.
Party Down so much.
That's exactly the connection I needed to make.
Yeah. Oh, I wish they made more of it.
I was drunk one night and called Showtime's like hotline, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Bring Party Down back. Are you kidding me? I just hung up. They never got back to me, but
I
made my voice heard.
Hasn't it been, like, it's a thing that they were, like, the first work, like,
one of.
Like, mockumentary comedy? You know what I mean? Like, before The Office? I think That might have been the thing. Like, Trailer Park Boys
maybe.
Was one of the earliest mockumentaries in general, and I think that Party Down was like the work environment mockumentary of mockumentaries. And it gave birth to your favorite show. The genre.
I've been watching the latest season of Trailer Park Boys. It just came out on Netflix.
I love Trailer Park Boys.
I'm behind.
Get with it, man.
It's all so similar, but it's all funny, so...
The jokes I can't never stop watching get old. Like,
I don't know.
The thing is, like, if you're able to take those same motifs and use them creatively over and over in 12 seasons, then just keep doing it.
Sure.
They're like, Leahy's getting drunk. He's acting like he's not. Like, the boys are trying to make some money and not go to jail and fight against their enemies.
I feel like that's kind of similar to, like, It's Always Sunny. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're the same characters. They're going to do the same things, like, same predicaments, but, like, it's just funny as shit.
Did you watch the most recent season?
Of what?
Always Sunny with Gay Mac?
No.
I did. No. I did watch part of it. I missed the last couple episodes, but I saw the outing. For sure.
I think I saw that episode, but other than that, I don't think I saw it.
Mac changes a little. Like, he did the Fat Mac season. So he's trying different things with his character.
Oh, they've been saying he's gay forever.
Well, he like, even said on the sinking ship episode, he was briefly out, and then for real this time.
Is that when they're all like, yeah, we know.
Yeah. And then it's great because they flipped it, and now they're all just annoyed with Gay Mac.
The Mac's cousin episode. That was pretty incredible, too. With Stifler?
Yes.
Was it Sean William Scott?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Very thick beard on Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Very thick beard. Unbelievable.
Did you watch his hockey movie, Goon?
No, I did not.
I didn't know that was a thing that existed.
Yeah. I think that's on Netflix. He's got a good beard in that one.
It's like T-Max Blades. That's Brink. That's from Brink, Disney Channel original movie. I can't believe you don't know Brink, Fresca. Are you kidding me? We just sang High School Musical to the people.
I know, but...
And you're going to fail me on the Brink reference.
That's a classic. It's a Disney classic. It goes High School Musical, Lion King,
come on Little now. Mermaid. Well, as far as Disney Channel originals, we're straying from the path. A little bit. Xenon? Could you do all those, like, Xenon songs? Could you do, like, the... Oh, my God.
Nope.
I'm going to go get a glass of water.
Give me one, too.
Bobby's going into the kitchen with two glasses.
I just can't handle... You don't know Xenon.
Here.
Oh.
Xenon girl of the 21st century.
I mean, I'm aware of who that person is. I'm shaking my head no, because I don't...
Fresca just shook her head no. Yeah, so lining up some senior citizen interviews is taking a little longer than expected. They type pretty slowly.
Danke.
Bitte schön.
Danke is German for thank you.
Das stimmt.
Das stimmt is German for that thing.
That's true. That's true.
This next segment is called Improv Scene Suggestions. So I have a list of prompts here, if you wouldn't mind giving me different suggestions, as if I were going to start an improv scene.
Cool, this is going to be good.
Oh.
All right. Could you please give me a location?
Inside the
South
toilet.
South America.
A location that would fit on the stage at Mulligan's.
Inside a toilet.
South America on a map. Like standing on the South America portion of a wall map.
A noun.
Toxic waste.
Books.
It's the same thing.
Is toxic waste... Is that an adjective in a noun, or is the whole thing...
It's a compound noun there, isn't it?
Compound noun?
I believe so.
You're getting fancy with that. I don't know that kind of English.
It's an adjective and a noun and together.
I don't know talking good like you.
Yes. A verb, please.
Constipate.
Verb is a person, place, or thing, right?
In action.
Verb, it's what you do.
Pooping.
Thank you. An occupation.
Nurse. Angry nurse.
That's a compound noun. My occupation is going to go ahead and be...
Don't think about it. First thing that comes to mind.
No, I'm really going to think about this one nice and hard. I'm going to do it way wrong. I'm going to go with...
That was too easy of a setup.
President of the United States of America.
Good one. A letter.
Q.
R.
A relationship between two people.
Kiss and cousins.
We get that one all the fucking time. I would say...
Because that's me.
I would say... master and apprentice.
I like that. A word, any word.
Taco.
Fart.
Perfect.
Good combination. The last thing you paid money for.
Wings.
No, that's no, it's Jerry. Sailor Jerry.
A genre of movie.
Horror.
Thriller.
An emotion.
Depression.
Damn it, you stole it. Anxious.
The first line of dialogue.
God damn it, Tex. If I don't get my corn back, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I really don't know what to do. It just not is gonna stop burning.
A page number.
103.
420.
A place you might go on a first date.
Poon Slickers.
I mean, realistically, Mulligans.
A place you might go on vacation.
Mulligans.
Switzerland.
A problem.
I hate my roommates.
I hate Bobby.
An animal.
Sloth.
A sheep.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A wocket.
Male's ego. Because it's fragile.
Some fragile things are big.
A color.
Puce.
Purple.
The last thing you ate.
Wings.
This dick.
That wing that was fell on the ground and had hair on it.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Virginity.
With whom you want?
That's up to you.
Dishes.
That is a good one. Something you are scared of.
Being alone.
Becoming a lonely old man.
The title of a movie that hasn't been made.
Fart Taco.
God damn it. How'd you know? Poopsicle.
The worst part...
Blue humor.
We're going blue here. Yep. Slipping. It's alright. Blue's funny. The worst part about Mulligans is the blank.
Fictional friends.
Fresca's feet.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to blank.
Up here on the Grand Cast with Christopher Nichols.
He stole it. have sex as an adult.
Yeah, I really preferred sex as a child, personally.
Same.
It was better. It was free.
It happened a lot more, too. Usually, like, my year 7 was...
And that was Improv Scene Suggestions.
You guys remember the kids in, like, 5th grade who were... Or, like, 4th grade who were bragging about having sex?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't hang out with those kids.
No. I mean, it's fine if you did. I mean, they're people. But they did, you know, they were bragging about it.
Did you ever hear that?
Rambunctious elementary school kids.
What elementary school did you go to?
Niles Elementary School. There's only one elementary school, and it's called Niles Elementary.
Explains a lot.
This next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics. So I've printed off some song lyrics. If you could please read them in the style of spoken word poetry.
I have to give it a read over because I am terrible at reading.
So you like hot sauce? Bobby, what's your favorite?
My favorite hot sauce?
Yep. Oh, I should save this. I'm wasting all the good material. But
you're not, because you're recording it right now.
I'll have to splice it into your episode.
To be honest with you, I don't know if I have one. I think that we should go excuse me. I think that we should go to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Ew.
And get their hottest sauce because it's so hot you have to sign a waiver. And if you eat 6 of them you get a t-shirt. So we should get that sauce, and if we do another spicy night, we should include that sauce.
And the t-shirts?
If we're gonna have the t-shirts, that means we've already gone to suffer together at the Quaker Steak and Lube.
And do a live stream from there?
yeah, sure, we can do that. I'm down for that. You got a
didn't
song.
They go out of business?
Oh my god, this is beautiful what's about to happen, I will say that.
Bad girls don't like to go to dog prom. And bad girls don't want to pay for lip balm. I don't want to be this bad. I don't want to be this bad. Bad girls make mean announcements at lunch. And bad girls think you're being a boob punch. I don't want to be this bad. I want to be this bad. Bad, bad, bad. Bad, bad. Bad. Bad girls like to fight with their moms. And bad girls don't use pads as tampons. I don't want to be this bad. I don't want to be this bad. Bad girls don't want to go to college. And bad girls rip off all your dolls' heads. I don't want to be this bad. I don't want to be this bad. Bad. Bad, bad. Bad, bad, bad! I was always the good girl, but then I fell in with the wrong crowd. Now I'm mothing off to my mom and skipping school. And the boys and their cute butts, really worth all this? Watch out! Bad, bad, bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Thank you. That was Bad Tina from Bob's Burgers, Season 2, Episode 8.
Felt like I started, like, yelling too loud at one point, so I was like, I'll quiet down.
I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. It was very emphatic. It conveyed the emotion of the song.
It was a little shocking. I liked it.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody's paying attention.
Let them get calm for a minute, then.
Ha! Get you when you're not expecting it.
Can you not?
Yeah, I don't. Hopefully nobody was listening on headphones. I'll see about if there's like volume filters or something. I don't know how.
No,
I need
don't
to do, more
do
research
that.
Into audio
if someone
quality.
If someone's been listening on headphones and you're now half deaf, call me, but on your working ear, and I'll tell you about it. It's a whole life thing.
Which one of your ears doesn't work good?
The one you're sitting on, which is my right side. Which is the ear that I can move. Which is kind of ironic, because, like, I can move my right ear, so you think, like, like, I can hear over there, but I'm deaf in that ear.
Yeah, but, you know, your inner ear has nothing to do with your neck, which is what's moving when you move your ear.
I can't move right? My left ear.
Wiggle your right ear again. I wish we were Facebook Living right now. I can't wiggle either of my ears. Chris, can you wiggle your ears?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing them. He's doing them actually very well right now.
Oh, both of them.
Yep.
Wow.
They're moving all over the place. That was unreal.
He has some strong ears.
It's like Ace Ventura 2.
I practice.
He comes out of the water like a hippo. That's how Chris was just wiggling his ears.
One of my many hidden talents. This next segment is called Read Me More Song Lyrics. So I have another. This one's shorter.
I was gonna say boo.
Tyler should have read this one.
Fuck off. Tyler doesn't have a tattoo of it. Butts. Our butts are beautiful. Butts are beautiful. Butts. Oh, wait, I keep forgetting about that. Bobby's in the way.
Thank you. This next segment is called Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you both can have a guess. Double your odds.
You have it?
Mm-hmm. It's been the same every episode.
I'm waiting for you.
4.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Do you have it written down somewhere?
Nope, it's all up here. Okay. You have to trust me.
So, we're going to say 198425.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Fuck.
This next segment is called Improvise and Add 4... which is the Heller ellipsis. Instead of 3 dots, only 2 dots. It's Josh's invention. I'm promoting
it. Way to go, Josh.
It's just like when people don't know what a proper ellipsis is and they just want to put dot, dot, dot in their text. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there space between the 2 dots?
Just the normal kerning.
Oh, wow.
Great. I love that word.
That's a great word.
It's a space between characters and typeset.
I was telling someone the other day that I can't figure out how to keyframe kerning on Adobe Premiere. And I was like, I love the percentage of people that I think would understand that sentence.
Yeah, so if you could please improvise and add 4 fictional friends improv. Like
a
radio
spot. I did
this
already, so I'm going to let you do it.
Or combined, however. You can discuss it ahead of time.
Do you want to combine or just let me do it?
You just got to start running with it. And then if there's a place for me to jump in, I will. So, like, we're starting a scene. I'm going to give you applause. We're going to turn the lights off real quick. Your suggestion is a commercial for Fictional Friends Improv.
Woo!
I can hear it.
So, you like a bunch of local fuckheads that just make you laugh sometimes and cry other times and make you really laugh other times. There's like a really cool bar named Mulligan's and they have like free shows there every Wednesday at 9:30 for the show. Doors open at 9. If you're interested in joining or coming to workshop, you would be there at 7 along with everyone else. We make you feel things and warm and fuzzy and sad. It's fast, fun, filthy.
Until the tagline started coming, I felt like, you know, you were just really earnestly inviting me to this event, and we had just spent a couple hours drinking coffee and getting to know one another. And then at the very end, you decided to tell me that there's a wonderful place that I could go and emote in front of other emoters, you know, and I think that if I were in that situation, I would say yes.
Crush say it. Yes. Hashtag use the bidet.
Is this when I... No?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did it.
This next segment is called Affirmation. Oh, Francesca, I love how emotionally invested you get in your performances. It's great that you're willing to experiment and express yourself. Thank you for being a part of the comedy community.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Like I said, it's done a lot for me. And I know a lot of awesome people now, such as yourself and I guess Bobby, that are a great part of my life. It's awesome.
The next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Star Wars.
Watching the Three Stooges with my dad.
That's a good one.
We'd wake up early and watch it.
The next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Touring. Eventually.
You say touring, that's your answer. That's dope.
Yeah.
As fictional friends or independently?
Hell yeah. You gotta put that together.
FF. Gonna go to DC. Go to the cool...
You want to go to Nintendo Bar? Go to the Nintendo Bar? I don't think... I mean, that's probably going to be done by the time we do this. We're aiming at fall, I believe. So...
Go bigger, go home. You know, there's this, like, really awesome Nintendo Bar that has all the Nintendo things.
Popping out of the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah. That's in D.C.
Hmm.
And most of fictional friends are nerds that would love it, so...
It is a bit far, though, isn't it?
Just to wave it.
And Donald Trump lives there.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to go there.
Pretty terrifying. You could go protest outside of his house, though.
You could just go look at it, you know? Take a look.
Throw a bunch of orange paint.
Have a bunch of, like, really intense thoughts about, like, the state of the world and everything. Just staring at the house, just, like, letting it all sink right in.
Could just pray for him. Pray for U.S. and all the unborn babies.
The unborn babies too. Yeah, we'd like to go on tour, huh? That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Glad that you said that. There's Chicago. There's Detroit. There's Toronto. There's Milwaukee.
Want to go to Detroit?
Madison. College towns.
Ooh, college towns.
I was thinking just like garages of people's house.
I was thinking like...
Like we could just show up at their door and like, hey, can we use your garage tonight? And just like walk around the neighborhood.
I would love to legitimately busk as fictional friends. I think that that could be a very successful busking venture. Especially like, okay, let's say our prize is going on. We bring our stage blocks. Rosa Park Circle.
Yeah.
And just start playing Dubzoid.
That'd be dope.
There are opportunities.
We don't even need our blocks for Dubzoid.
Let's do this.
2017. So is that your answer too? Basically?
This is your show.
Oh.
I'm saying that that's a great answer and I support it. And here's some other thoughts.
Okay.
Do
you have to do that every time?
You don't have to, but I'd prefer if you did.
Oh, okay.
It's a beat.
Gotcha. I thought it was like
the beat button.
I thought it was for like musical stuff.
Oh, it's Pavlovian conditioning. So I'm training people to associate the sound of a ringing bell with something funny and positive. So then every time the bell rings, even if it wasn't the best thing ever, it'll still have a positive association with it.
So you should have the bell the whole time, and anytime anybody says something that you think is funny, you ding it.
I don't have a sense of humor, though, so it makes it difficult. You guys are better at...
You're picking up on what you guys are saying, and you go, bang! And then you give us one of those two, and you're like, when I say something funny, ding that bell. You're dinging like crazy, you guys.
I know. If I had control of that every time I thought I was funny, this it'd be lit, y'all. It'd be going off the chain. Stop now.
Realistically, that you would have kept doing that for like the next 5 minutes, but that's what you know. We would have lost some, some ears.
Josh would have listened, I believe.
I feel like we would.
Well, God bless him. You know?
Yep.
What a trooper.
Bless his little heart.
Seriously.
The next segment is called Plug Your Social Media and Upcoming Events. Keeping in mind that this won't be published until the 16th of April.
Do we really have any upcoming events besides, like, social media stuff?
I mean, there was just, like, a period we went through recently where we had a lot of extracurricular events. It was Laugh Fest, basically, huh?
I mean, yeah, we did Laugh Fest, but, like, coming up.
Nope. Pretty much, look out for Fictional Friends' presence on the internet.
Calm. You're welcome to message. Like some visitor field. But yeah, no, Fictional Friends Improv.
Every Wednesday.
On Facebook. You can follow all of our stuff there. We have Bobby is a fantastic editor and is doing amazing videos. So you're definitely going to want to like our page to see that. The promos are just solid. Any upcoming shows, we have events every week. You're always welcome to, add yourself to them.
Thank you. The final segment is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians. Forgot the ing. It really makes the word.
Even when you feel unfunny, you're still funny. You might have an off day where your jokes don't land. But, like, in general, you can create something great in your mind. You just have to train it a certain way.
It was a nice sentiment. Thank you for sharing. Well, thank you both for being here tonight. It has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're really appreciative. This is a fantastic evening. It's very dark now.
Yep.
It is. It looks awesome, though. You have such a cool view. Are you moving out soon?
No, but my cool, neighbor just moved out.
All right.
Jump on that.
And then when you move out, I'm just going to knock it down and make a giant apartment.
He's got to be pretty baller.
Chris has very well-coordinated artwork in here.
He can keep plants alive, too.
Chris,
that's something I can't say for myself.
You said did you create this art?
I did.
Yes. Really?
I use GIMP, the free open source image editing program.
That's awesome.
This is a dope venture in home decoration. I just like to make sure that people can appreciate it. Well, you guess you're going to have to come on the Grandcast to appreciate it.
Or you can just go to Fictional Friends Improv Facebook and get dizzy from Bobby running around the table and kind of catch a glimpse of it.
Yeah, there was a video. There was definitely a video. Yeah, they could see it on there for sure. I captured at least 40 different angles.
He kept going over in the corner where there's like a little blocking and would like hop, like bunny hop over.
Was that bunny hopping?
Yeah. Is entertaining.
Soaring, flying.
You sang over one of my lyrics too. I was mad.
Which one was it? I wasn't looking at the lyric sheet even. I was just like, this is the way I remember it. Okay. What's the last time that you watched that movie?
The last time I watched High School Musical was probably 3 months ago. And I saw the second one. They took the third one off of Netflix, so I didn't get to finish the trilogy. Sarah Rodriguez has never seen it, and that hurts my heart. Just wanted to throw that out there.
How familiar with you are high school? Blah, 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 blah. How familiar are you with High School Musical, Chris?
I believe Zac Efron is in it.
Yeah, that's more
ding,
than...
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep, you got it.
That's all I know.
That's all you need to know.
That's all.
And actually, that's the ideal position to be in, I think, as far as High School Musical is concerned.
Just know it's gold.
Maybe someday.
That ship has sailed, I think.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
That's Shia LaBeouf. I know that one.
Is that Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
That's Don't LaBeouf. Let your dreams be dreams. LaBeouf. Oh.
Just do it!
Yeah.
That was a hot, spicy meme for a minute.
Who thought that we were going to see him go from Even Stevens to Indiana Jones to just do it to what's he doing now? Protesting Trump?
And yeah.
I think he has a movie out.
He's LaBeoufing it.
Living the dream. Alright, well, thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all new episode of The Grand Cast. Peace.
Bye.
Nutter butters undercovers. Watch me suffer while you buffer, while you stutter. I'm discovering your mother. Get some blubber.
Lob it in the crock pot. I'm in a top notch hot spot. Chopping every dude that I see with a tough knot.
I'm unhinged.
My gossip is the juiciest. I'm unstable, about to blow up in the spot like Vesuvius. With dubious intentions and deadline extensions. Spaced out, pay attention when my name gets mentioned.
Make it when you come. Make it when you go. When the time has come. Don't come up, you know.
Started recording.
No, you was supposed to be clearing. Damn it. Nope.